In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It brings the Savior's righteousness, our souls to robe in royal dress. From all our guilt, it brings release and gives the troubled conscience peace. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Fellow redeemed, the text for this morning comes from the reading. You know, it really wasn't fair, nor just, nor right, that that elder came up to you after church and berated you, questioning your ability as the pastor of their church. Most days you would let it roll off like water on a duck's back, but that day it pierced, and it pierced hard. And you know, it really wasn't fair nor right. Remember that redhead that stood up in Bible class? Man, did she with fiery breath spew forth things that publicly maligned your scholarship as pastor, the one who is Christ in their midst, the one who was called to that parish. Most days, those kind of things would just pass by, but that day it struck you square between your eyes and caused you to reflect. And then remember that appointment that couple made with you, wanted to talk to you about something. That's always kind of a key word, isn't it? Want to talk to you about something. Come into your study to dump on you, usually. And you are blamed now for the two families that left the parish because you would not allow contemporary worship in your church. And again, most days it wouldn't be such a bad thing. You could live with the stuff that they dump on you, but that day, no. You could feel it burb inside of you as it moved forth, wanting to lash out at them. But you sucked it up and you drove on. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Live at peace with everyone. Don't take revenge, my friends. Leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay, thus saith the Lord." Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Yes, there was evil foisted upon you. But then again, remember that time you came home from church and you could tell in your wife's eyes that the words you spoke pierced her heart with your evil. And she looked at you and said, "But you're supposed to be the man who protects me as my husband. You're supposed to be my advocate in this parish." And you realize the power of your own evil. And then there is the time you're helping your son with something and frustration over patience with him. And he feels your evil, and you see in his eyes, "You're supposed to be father to me. You're supposed to be my daddy." And you realize the evil you have pushed upon him. And then he is old and he is slow. But that elderly member with whom you have been working with and speaking with doesn't seem to get what you're trying to say to him, to explain something to him, and he sees it too. It isn't fair, is it? Nor is it just. Nor is it right. And aren't you glad evil is not repaid with evil? And aren't you glad that at peace are they living with you and your evil? Think about it. Out of all those silly lambs that have gotten themselves entangled in the briars of their own life, it was you that he plucked forth from them, bleeding and baying, and laid upon his shoulder to bring you back to the flock. Was that right or just or fair? It was you he found on the road, half beaten and half dead, being the good Samaritan to you to bind up your wounds and take you to a place of rest. Out of all the others who were half beaten and dead living on the side of the road, it was you. Is that just or fair? And out of all the prodigal sons in this world, was it fair that you came back and your father rejoiced, clothing you and feeding you and being at peace with you? Where is the justice and the rightness and the fairness and the goodness when it is you? And there were many daughters in Israel and many sons in Israel who were dead and whose parents grieved over them, yet you were Jairus' daughter and you were the widow's son at Nain, whom Christ resurrected. Do not repay evil with evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Don't take revenge, my friends. Leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, I will repay. It is mine to avenge, thus saith the Lord. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. And we have been fed, have we not? If your enemy is thirsty, give him something to drink. And we have drank the waters deeply, have we not? In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, leading him to repentance, as we have been led. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. You and I have been conquered by that good. In the name of Jesus, Nika. Amen.